need ammo, though. I need ammo. I'm only gonna...
Linda Molesky has her Glock 26 9mm pistol. She's ready to fire off a few rounds at Shooter's Gun Range near Traverse City. Brace yourself.
I bow hunt and rifle hunt deer. I just started with my dad, and my husband and I met, and we fished and hunt. We didn't date. We just fished and hunt.
Molesky also has a concealed pistol license. That means she can carry her Glock tucked away, like in her purse. She got the license for the same reason most women do, for personal protection.
But I'm also outside a lot, and we're out in the woods. We have come across bear. We have come across coyotes. We have come across animals we're not sure what they were. And with the way the world things are in the world now, yeah, you would be crazy not to, almost.
In Michigan, it's not too difficult to get a license to carry a concealed pistol. There's a day-long class, a written test, a background check, and that's pretty much it. According to data from the Michigan State Police, the number of women going through the process has surged from just over 10,000 in 2010 to more than 25,000 last year.
It empowers women because they're able to keep themselves safe at all times, and you're not scared of anything. I mean, I used to be scared to death to be in the woods. Not anymore.
That is a common theme, the theme of empowerment.
That's Rick Ector, a National Rifle Association firearms instructor in Metro Detroit. Ector got into firearms about 10 years ago after he was attacked and robbed in his own driveway. He's been teaching firearms classes ever since.
Today, the classes are at least 50% women. In some cases, they're 75% women, and I've had a few where it was all women. The market today for firearms training is predominantly women.
The Michigan Coalition of Responsible Gun Owners says most women seek concealed pistol licenses to protect themselves and their families. Ector says that in a typical CPL class, they learn more than just how to shoot a gun. There's training on how to make yourself safer, how to be more aware of your surroundings, and how to avoid violent confrontations.
Personal protection is like a lifestyle. It's an alternative lifestyle in which you design your life and your activities around being extremely aware of your environment and engaging in activities in such a way that you reduce the opportunity for being a victim of crime.
The gun industry has taken notice of the trend, too. Gun makers like Glock and Smith & Wesson are making pistols that conform to smaller hands and are more easily concealable in a purse holster. And in many gun stores, machismo has been replaced with pink-handled shotguns, ladies' night, and Mother's Day sales. Shooters in Traverse City makes a concerted effort to be welcoming to women, including hiring a few, like Vicki Warner, to work behind the gun counter.
What I see is that women are coming in independently of their male counterparts. Even a few years ago, you wouldn't see that.
Warner says a lot of women come into the store in groups of two or three. She says with kids and jobs and daily stress, part of the attraction of shooting for women is just that it's fun, a way to relieve some of that stress after a busy day.
You're concentrating. You're focused on what you're doing, all of the outside, you know, million things that run through your mind any given second kind of fade away, and you push everything else aside and just gives you a break.
Warner says sometimes she'll even see a bachelorette party come into the range to celebrate with an hour or two of shooting their guns. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Aaron Selbig.